what did you guys get done yesterday without a practice day?
Well, yesterday, I mean, the players were off, but coaches, just in a number of meetings, just evaluation things, just really scheduling, spending time on the Hall of Fame travel, trying to get that ironed out, you know, with traveling the team Saturday to Cleveland, and then the arrangements to get to Canton in time for the ceremony. So football things, you know, game management, just meetings all day. We had a staff meeting, so.
The whole team will not get to go to Canton. The players can't, will you?
No, it's we'll talk about that when we get it finalized. But it's more the people that that want to go and have a relationship and so forth. But we do need to get the team to Cleveland first, and then commute to Canton.
What'd you take away from the first batting practice?
Well, I think it's brings back memories of most padded first practices. I think it shows you why you have to practice in pads. I think if you just simply watch the run drills, particularly the half line and the team running play action pass, when you talk about fit of the run defense and the run blocking unit, and it just takes reps. It takes time, and I'm glad we have an extra week. So,
how'd you get out of the health wise?
Oh, good. Yeah. Report yesterday was, everybody's, we got some bumps and bruises and so forth, but we came out of it pretty good.
Mitchell Henry didn't practice today. What's going on with him?
Shoot, I don't even know. Mitchell Henry?
Cramps.
Oh, cramps. Okay, yeah. But, I mean, it was not a.
Obviously, family night is just a practice, but what can the rookies especially get out of that whole experience?
Well, we've gone to a practice format, but it's, in our view, it's still family night. We're able to go through our introductions, our pregame. So it really is our first live action as far as getting our players ready for preseason games. So it's game atmosphere, but it is a practice, and it's clearly one of our better practices each and every year. We're usually a little further along on our install situation by the time family night hits in a normal year, but it's a great opportunity to get out there under the lights in front of our fans. So it really prepares us for what we're going to have to do 7 days later in Canton.
The kicking game, punting game, that'll be scripted in mind, right? And that's really a great environment to evaluate returners, all aspects of that game. Is that tomorrow night?
I'm having a hard time hearing over Rob's iPod here or whatever.
Kicking punters tomorrow night, punt return. Okay. That will be scripted in the family night, correct?
Oh, definitely. No, all the situational, offense, defense, and especially special teams. I mean, you want to get as much return work as you can. We'll do probably some more punting than we've had in the past. What's going on with the competition there. So, definitely, you can't handle the football enough under the lights in a game environment.
You guys obviously transitioned into camp from non-padded practice to padded practice. And at what point do individuals start to separate themselves?
I mean, we're going to have our second padded practice today. I think it's customary. I know from my approach to not get too high or too low on anybody until you get into that second week. Because you got to remember that today is the red zone installation. There's 3 of them throughout training camp, and this is the most extensive one. So there's just a lot of volume of information. Installation practices are clearly the toughest practices of the year because game plan practices are a lot easier because you're selecting certain plays and you're playing against a selected number of defenses, where the offense is installing a variety and a volume of situational offense, and same with the defense. So sometimes you may get a bad defense versus an offensive play, and vice versa. So you just got to watch yourself. That I think the individual tape is so important, this time of year. That's really why we structure the way our days are, where we always practice and we always have a segment of corrections where we make sure we watch all the tape, because this is the best tape we can produce in a practice environment throughout the whole year. You know, you have an 89-man roster, and you just get a lot of quality work, and then we go into the install. So, yeah, the evaluation process is ongoing, obviously, but these guys got a lot that's put in front of them each day that they got to go practice the next morning. So it's a big challenge.
Like, we talked to Ron yesterday and explained how last year there was a big emphasis on kick return. They're hoping to put a lot of emphasis on punt return this year. When you guys went back and looked at it, what really didn't work in the punt return game last year?
Well, it's a number of things. I think it's about creating better opportunities. So I don't think it's really, when you get through this evaluation process and as you game plan for the season, what can you do better? And I'm sure if Ron got into the details of it, getting Micah off the spot and with that, obviously the transition from the rush unit into the return unit is something that we really good work. The last practice on. So I just give him Michael more opportunities to get off the spot. It starts at the line of scrimmage, putting a little pressure on the punter. So the direction of punting is affected a bit, and doing a better job transitioning where he can get going, because he obviously is a very good returner. He's shown that. He just needs more opportunities.
You guys have gone three wides in the past. It's been mostly the same three guys. Is that a possibility that you might have like a more of a timeshare, do you think, at that spot, or is there an advantage to going
Well, Bill, I don't think you really lock into three guys. I know how it shakes out, but game planning, health, all of those things factor into it. You like to think you're going to have six receivers coming out of it, but that's really the players decide that. Maybe it'll be five. So you want to be able to roll those guys in there. One thing we've done a very good job, and it starts with the player acquisition. Is our receivers play all four positions, and we have a couple guys that can play five positions, and then talking about Randall and able to go back in the backfield, things like that. So we want to make sure we have five or six that can play all four positions.
And Mike, Bill and I were walking in just now and looking at the cameras now that are on the posts, and maybe I'm not that observant and it's been that way the first 3 days, but today was the first day I noticed. When you think about how much just this job has changed, not since like 93 when you got into the league, but even 2006, are you a little amazed at just how different things have become in the last decade? And what are some of the things that are the most different that have helped you be a better coach?
Jason, you must be bored. You're going from a different angle here. Now we're going to talk about video cameras. All right. No, that's technology's improved vastly. I think there's a lot of positive components to that. Obviously, safety for both, our video, director and his crew, where they're not up on the lift, they're able to do it from down low. So, and climate weather is something that's wind, all those things. So, it's the portability of it is definitely an advantage. I actually got a new idea that I want to put together a patent on, so I'm going to put it on camera. Just looking at it the other day, but it's safer, it's better, the angle's better, it's higher. You're able to, the view for the drill work has been better because of the angles. So it's all about the technology and the improvements of our business, and that's definitely one of them.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't do a great job of explaining that. I didn't mean specifically just the camera, but like you talked about how much more you're doing analytics-wise and...
Yeah, I know what you meant. I avoided all the other stuff. So that's why I just talked about the camera for 5 minutes. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, when you look at Lucas, have you given some of the ideas he sort of brought to the table? I noticed that a couple of years ago with you guys, but now working with those receivers and sort of
like that? Definitely. I mean, you want to keep things fresh. I mean, really the goal is always the same, when you're working fundamentals and how you get there is it's really the fun part of being an assistant coach. So Luke's done a good job with creativity, working hand-eye coordination and, just really the details of the route running and the fundamentals that, you want to improve on each and every year. So for young coach, he's off to an excellent start. He's doing a hell of a job.
Mike,